Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our service of worship for this morning. It's good that we can gather in the presence of our Lord this morning and offer him our praise and thanksgiving for all the good things that God has done. Welcome to all who are joining us here in the sanctuary this morning, both friends, old and new. It is good that you can join us. Following worship, there is a time of fellowship in the McClellan Room, which is just at the back of the sanctuary, so please plan to stay and have a cup of coffee and make some new friends this morning. And as always, a welcome to all of those who are joining us on the live stream. It is a pleasure to welcome you to St. John's this day or whatever day you catch up with us. The wonderful thing about electronic services is that we can come back to them years later and discover what heresies the minister said today. The announcements for this morning were on the screens, and I hope you had the opportunity to make note of those which are of most importance to you. Just a couple of things to draw your attention to as we move into worship this morning. First, there is new service music this morning. As we change the church seasons, we change the doxology and the choral closing to the service. This morning's service music is all stuff that we've sung before and will be incredibly familiar to it to you when we start to sing it. No surprises this morning. Next Sunday, Alex will be preaching here at St. John's as I will be leading worship at St. Paul's in Hawkesbury and Knox Presbyterian Church in Van Cleek Hill. So please come and hear what word Alex has to bring to you next Sunday. This is the only opportunity Alex has to preach for us this summer. So this will be your only time to hear Alex. So come, bring your friends. Downstairs, on the bulletin board outside of the kitchen, there are sign-up sheets for a sandwich luncheon that we're hoping to have on Sunday, June the 28th. That's our high school graduate Sunday, so we'll invite you to plan to stay following worship on that Sunday so that we might have a time of celebration and fellowship. And so if you would like to sign up for some things, the list is on the bulletin board directly in front of you as you go down the stairs leaving this way. And I should draw to your attention all of our youth activities that were on the screens this morning. Registrations are quickly filling up for this summer for camps, so if you're looking to send a young person to camp, get on that. The programs are quite popular in the church camps each year. And if you are going to camp, sending a young person to camp, there is some financial assistance for that from the congregation. So speak to me or speak to Cynthia. As well as Collective 2025, which is what we used to refer to as... See? You all know. Canada Youth. It's actually had a couple of different names through the years, but most people remember it as Canada Youth. It's being held this year in Brock University, which is where it usually always is, from the, I think it's the 12th to the 15th. My eyesight isn't this good from here. 12th to 15th. Thank you. Any youth who are interested in that or youth leaders, please again speak to me and we can get you more detail or follow the link that you see there on the screen. And if your eyesight's like mine, you'll want to come and talk to me because you can't read that from where you are. But please make note of those realities, and there is some assistance, financial assistance for travel for that as well. Jennifer goes first.
Good morning, everyone. I have some exciting news. About a month ago, I think I was up here telling you that our refugee family was going to be arriving sometime this summer. Well, guess what? I got an email on Friday saying they're going to be here Wednesday, June the 24th, arriving in Ottawa at 3:15 p.m. So pretty exciting news, but also a little bit of work to be done. Bob Martin and his wife have graciously offered to host the family till we find an apartment, which will be our job this week. So if anyone in the congregation knows of a two-bedroom apartment that's reasonably priced, please give me a call. I accept any phone calls. And I wanted to share the family with you. This is a lovely picture of Pastor John, Irene, his wife, and Josh. They call him Josh, their 20-year-old son. So that's quite a recent picture. Glad to have that. What else did I want to say? Yes, we still need a few big items, but I want to thank Michelle, Alexis, and her family for a wonderful donation of just about everything we need. We've got a good collection downstairs in the youth room, but we still need sofa chairs for the living room, and we have to buy new mattresses and pillows. So if anyone would be inclined to offer a cash donation, you can do that through your envelopes and just write on it, Refugee Family. And I'm going to try and see what kind of deals I can score with the furniture stores this week. They were really good to us with our last family, so I'm hoping they'll do the same this time. The other thing, if anyone has any queen-size or double-size bed frames kicking around, we could use them as well. I will put all this information in the bulletin for next week so that everybody knows where we're at. But it was too late this week to do it. And I think that's it. Exciting time.
Good morning. Session met on Tuesday, May the 12th, and we didn't do the summary last week, so we thought we'd do it this week. Reverend Adams constituted the court with a prayer and a reading from Psalm 93, which is a powerful hymn of praise that celebrates God's absolute sovereignty. Session was happy to learn on Tuesday, two Tuesdays ago, that Doug Carpenter has moved from Maxville to the new Ted Laurier residence in Cornwall, and he is looking forward to visitors from his church family, if you have a minute. Session is pleased to announce that Alex Plant will serve as the coordinator for the anniversary team for the 240th anniversary of the church and the 100th birthday of our organ. So we look forward to 2027 being a year of celebration. Susan McDonald reported on behalf of the Mission and Outreach Committee. The first Adopt-a-Street event was a big success. The team picked up trash along 2nd, Pitt, the laneway, and then the parking lot behind the church, and then enjoyed a pizza lunch provided by Colleen. So thank you, Colleen. It is hoped that more people will join us for the next event on June 13th at 10 a.m., and then I'm just going to put in a little plug for the Food Grains, which is the Mission and Outreach Committee's current campaign. We're doing this for May and June, so if you can just remember your little coin boxes, if you didn't get one, I've got some extras. As well, Myrna brought this little sprout in today. If your sprout has sprouted, unlike mine, which did not, bring them on in. We're going to plant them in the garden just by the kitchen door. The Role Committee presented Mike Nolan and Linda Vanderschaeff to be admitted to the professing role by resolution of session, and we are so glad that they have chosen St. John's as their church family. Michelle Alexis reported for the Worship and Music Committee. The McGaughey Organ Concert was attended by 61 people. A motion was approved to purchase new communion linens, a chalice and plate, and a truck for the piano, which will make moving it much easier. Monies for these items will come from the memorial fund. And session also approved a recommendation that the piano, which was so kindly donated by the Dahl family, and I see Gregor and Luann here, will be replaced. And so the committee has a little bit of money for that, and then we'll be looking at some fundraising to see if they need to have extra funds for that. The Worship and Music Committee also reported that Minna Cornelis will join us during the summer while Olivia is on holidays. Trish Brown reported that the Faith and Nurture Committee are busy preparing celebrations for our high school and university graduates. University was done last week. The curriculum for Sunday school for the upcoming year will continue to be Spark, which is what they're using now. And their Leading with Care training will take place in the fall. And then finally, session approved Reverend Adams' summer holidays from July 27th to August 24th. Thank you.
And just to follow up briefly, the Maasai family, we're very excited to have them arriving. So do keep your ear to the ground. There will be lots of things that will have to happen as they move to Cornwall and then start to integrate themselves into the life and society of our community. So please be willing to volunteer when we need to get them lifts for here and there. As Cynthia mentioned, Alex is going to be has offered to convene the committee for the anniversaries that are coming up next year. If you would like to be part of that committee, please speak to Alex. He'd love to have a friend. Or you can speak to the church office and we'll make sure that we let Alex know that Alex has a friend. So that's the continuation of that announcement. As we enter God's presence this morning, we light the Christ candle as a visible sign that Christ is the light of the world and that we who are his people seek to walk in his path. I would ask you to stand and join me in the call to worship. This is, as is our custom, a responsive call to worship. God sent forth the Spirit, and all creation rejoiced. God's breath filled the skies, the sea, the land, and all creatures.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever.
Let us sing to the Lord as long as we have breath.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.
Let us pray. This is the day when the gift of the Holy Spirit landed upon all believers. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Holy and wonderful God, we praise you and exalt your name. All over the world, your people today bless you in 1,000 tongues, and we come to add our cries and our whispers to theirs, all while the sighs of your Spirit awaken our hearts. Draw us in afresh into the fellowship of Christ and the power of his Spirit. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And one thing I forgot to say this morning is we're incredibly pleased to have Julie joining in music leadership this morning and playing the violin. So it's great to have Julie back for the summer from university. And it's extra special that she joins us in worship this morning. So thank you for sharing your gifts on this Pentecost Sunday. And she will do that now as we begin with our first hymn, Stand Up. You're already doing that. And bless the Lord. We will do that momentarily. Number 411. Please be seated. God pours out the Spirit upon us, but we do not always welcome the Spirit's gifts. Let us confess now our doubts and our fears that we might find forgiveness and newness of life through Christ. This morning's prayer of confession is a unison prayer and will appear on the screens. Infinite God, you come to us in many colors, shapes, and languages. You speak to each of us in the way we can understand. You reach out to us and meet us where we are. But we are quick to limit you to what we can understand and control. Forgive us and set your spirit loose among us. Challenge us, surprise us, and open us to your power, that we might know you more deeply, follow you more faithfully, and love you more fully. Amen. Sisters and brothers, God offers forgiveness of sins and grace of repentance. Accept God's grace, repent of your sin, and be restored to abundant life in Jesus Christ our Lord. As Christ has forgiven us, so we are exhorted to be forgiving one of another. Let us now take a moment to share with one another a sign of the peace of Christ. And may the peace of Christ be with you all. For this morning's hymn, as we move into the children's time, we have to learn a new language. Now, Anita and Barry Mack brought this hymn to us from their time when they were in Nigeria. It's in a Nigerian language of Yoruba. And I think the second slide, Alex, is the Yoruba language. So, just so that it's phonetic. Praise God. Wa, 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 emimio. Wa, 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 alagbara. That's the hardest line, by the way. And then, wao, wao, wao. Now, if you want to follow along in the hymn book, it's divided between men's and women's voices, and you see those divisions. The men in this verse, we better go over that. Emim oloye. Emimi lole. If you get it close, we'll give you a pass. So we have and then we're going to go back to the English verse for the third verse, Alex. I see that the French is going to want to come up there for number three, but we're just going English, Yoruba, and English, if we can do that. Thank you. So we'll give this a try. Gentlemen, you can sing along with me. Ladies, sing along with the music as it gets played and with the choir, and we sing this song with joy. Let us stand to sing. Sounded good from where I was standing. Thank you, everyone. Please be seated. And any young people in the congregation who want to come up? I forgot my place this morning. I almost stepped off the step. Good morning, Ray. How are you this morning? And Willem and Ainsley. Does Mikey want to come up this morning? Oh, he went that way. Oh, okay. Cool. Good morning. How are we doing this morning? This morning is a special day in the church. In my former congregation, they used to call it the birthday of the church, and this was the big birthday party Sunday of the church. Because it's the day when we believe that God gave the Holy Spirit to the church, and all kinds of unexpected things happened. I was thinking about unexpected things this week. Who goes to school? Do we all go to school? Willem, are you in school? What's your favorite thing to learn in school, Willem? You don't know? Ainsley? Math? You like math, Ray? Recess? Lunchtime? When I was in school, from a very early age, from grade four, my favorite subject was history. I loved history. If you remember back in the day, parents, at least in the Prince Edward Island Unit 3 school district, there was a little yellow book. They went exploring. And that was the book that turned me on to history and the idea of these explorers that went around the world and encountering different peoples and cultures. And so it seized my imagination. And from that moment on, I knew exactly what I wanted to be: a history teacher. Good morning. How are you doing this morning? So, but you know what? In grade 10, I took my grade 10 history course. It was the only history course that I ever took that I hated. Oh, it was awful. It was ancient history. So Julius Caesar and the Ptolemaic empires, you know, the Assyrians and the Babylonians and the Chaldeans, the Hammurabi Code, Nebuchadnezzar, you know, all those guys, right? I hated that ancient history. And I think some of you are smiling because you get it, right? Somewhere along the way, the Spirit moved in my life and brought me into ministry. And of course, I work in ancient history each and every week and worry about guys like Herod the Great and the building of the great temple in Jerusalem and the Babylonians and the Chaldeans and Nebuchadnezzar and Cyrus the Persian. All of those names you should probably have a little bit of working knowledge with because they all show up in Scripture. And so that's one of the things that we remember and we celebrate today as we think about the Holy Spirit, is that the Holy Spirit does unexpected things. So as you're listening to Trish and Laura this morning doing the Sunday school lesson, listen for the unexpected things. And after church, you have to come and tell me one unexpected thing that you learned today. Okay? And with that, oh, Mikey's made it just in time to go to Sunday school. So we're going to go off to Sunday school now. I hope you all have a wonderful morning. Don't forget, come back and tell me what you learned. And as the young people leave this morning, and as we turn in our worship service to approach Scripture, this morning we come rejoicing in the power of God's Holy Spirit that enlightens and emboldens us in our walk of faith each week. And this morning, as our prayer of illumination, we're going to sing our prayer of illumination. It is our next hymn. O breath of life, come sweeping through us. 348 in the Book of Praise, or as it appears on the screen. 384, yep. And our first reading for this morning is taken from the book of Acts, reading Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. I know you're surprised, right? I'm reading the first reading. I always make a deal with the readers. I'm never going to make the readers read the hard names in the Bible. You will discover why I am reading this reading in a moment. Friends, let us listen for God's word as it is given in Acts chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. When the day of Pentecost had come, and they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in their own native language. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? How is it then that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya beyond the Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But some others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and those living in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Your turn, Bob.
The epistle this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3 to 13. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of powerful deeds. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are activated by the one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free. And we were all made to drink of one spirit. The gospel is John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I will send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Word of the Lord.
This morning, our responsive psalm will actually be a responsive psalm. We read Psalm 104 this morning. There is a refrain that is going to be sung, so we'll ask Alex to put the words to the refrain on the screen. You see them there. Olivia will play it through first, then we will sing the refrain and move into the responsive part of the psalm. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and renew all creation. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind.
You make the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers.
Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and renew all creation.
You set the earth on its foundations so that it shall never be shaken.
You cover it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains.
At your rebuke they flee. At the sound of your thunder they take to flight.
They rose up to the mountains, ran down to the valleys, to that place that you appointed for them.
You set a boundary that may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth.
You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills.
Giving drink to every wild animal, and the wild asses quench their thirst.
By the streams, the birds of the air have their habitation. They sing among the branches.
From your lofty abode, you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work.
Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and renew all creation.
You cause the grass to grow for the cattle, and plants for people to cultivate, to bring forth food from the earth.
Oil to make the face shine, and bread to strengthen the human heart.
The trees of the fields are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted.
In them the birds build their nests. The stork has its home in the fir trees.
The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the conies. You have made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting.
You make darkness, and it is night, when all the animals of the forest come creeping out.
The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God.
When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens.
People go out to their work and to their labor until the evening. Manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
There is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there. Living things, both small and great.
There go the ships and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it.
These all look to you to give them their food in due season.
When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust.
When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works.
Who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have being.
May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord.
Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Friends in Christ, what I say to you this morning is proclaimed in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Over the past week or so, on Facebook, someone has been advertising a CCM Mustang bicycle for sale. My first bike was a CCM Mustang. That's not me, by the way. But that is the bike. The bike that I learned to ride on the driveway of our church just down the road from the house. It was the coolest bike I ever owned, as you can well see. It was metallic green paint, a green and white striped banana seat, and high-rise handlebars. I was cool. And as the caption there, if you can't read it, says, back in the days when our bikes were cool and our pants were not. But most of all, that first bike, your first bicycle, was freedom. With a bicycle, you were untethered to the world. And along with your friends, you could pedal off in search of great adventures far and wide. No longer were you limited to your block, just as far as your mother could see up and down the street or the few houses along the road if you were living out in the country. Once you could ride your bicycle, you were completely untethered and could go where you wanted. This morning, as we celebrate Pentecost Sunday and the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church, one of the characteristics of this evolving Christian community that we see defining itself in the book of Acts and beyond is how the fledgling church is no longer tied either to place or race or tradition. Since the days of Abraham, I don't need to tell you this, but I will anyway, just to refresh your memories. Since the days of Abraham, God had chosen one family through which God's saving actions were going to be played out on behalf of all people and all of creation. And while we see the exclusivity of God's revelation through that one family loosening a little bit in the life and teachings of Jesus, as he ministers to Samaritans and heals Roman centurion slaves and others, God's grace remained mostly tied to the people of the covenant. But here today, here in the readings that we have heard on this Pentecost Sunday, as Luke recounts the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples, all of the barriers are broken down, and the gospel message is set free to go forth into the world. All different kinds of people speaking all different kinds of languages, wearing all manner of clothing, eating all varieties of food, are all here in this one place. And each hear and understand the gospel in their own language. Elamites and Frisians, Cretans and people from Mesopotamia, all gathered not just in one place, but in one heart and mind to hear the story of Jesus and his love for us. Here in this episode that Luke records for us in Scripture, the Word of God is set free from all of the barriers that would prevent others from hearing it. And likewise, in the Gospel reading from John's Gospel, as Luke appears to his disciples there on that first day of the week, that first Easter morning, as they are locked away in the upper room, gripped by fear, Jesus comes and he appears to them, and John in his gospel records that Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit on them. And not only does the Spirit set them free, but it gives them authority to forgive sins. They were untethered. And everyone to whom they ministered was untethered too. Thinking about all of this, this thought came to my mind. How often in mass media do we hear faith leaders and others convict people of their sin and declare in some way or another that these people are aberrant, these people are less than, but offer no opportunity for new life or new hope. When those people, the aberrant and the less thans, are precisely the people that Jesus touched in his ministry, precisely the people that Jesus came to save, the ones who we have been empowered by the Spirit to forgive. The gospel message is not new life. That is, live a new life and you will be saved. No. The gospel message is new life through Christ. That it is through Christ and Christ alone that we will be changed as we are forgiven by Christ's mercy. And for us, locked away in buildings, old temples of antiquity where solemnity hangs in the air with some weariness, that same Spirit, we are told, blew through such places then too. That same Spirit who gives voice to Christ's message that all may understand blows open the doors and the windows of the house when Cornelius is struggling to figure out what the message that God has sent to him may mean, that we may go out into the world to live the good news out in ways that touch the lives of others, to speak with the louder voice of acts of compassion and service. For the Church of Christ in every age. From those first disciples who we read about this morning, locked in the upper room or set afire in the streets of Jerusalem those 50 days later, to the reformers of centuries past, to the Luthers and the Calvins and the Knoxes, amongst others, to our ancestors who built this place, and to us today, the Spirit has been given that we might be emboldened to proclaim the good news in new ways, that each generation may hear God's voice calling them home. And once called, that they may come and find a place where all are accepted for who they are, children of God in need of hope. We have been untethered. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our affirmation of faith for this morning is taken from Living Faith, chapter 4, God the Holy Spirit. Since this is Pentecost Sunday, we delve deeply this day into the Holy Spirit. The reading is responsive and will appear before you on the screens. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Triune God and is one with the Father and the Son. Keep going, you're doing great.
The Spirit of God is present in the world, the source of all goodness and justice. By the Spirit, God convinces the world of sin and testifies to the truth of Christ. By the Spirit, Christ is with his church.
I'll take over now. The Spirit enables people to receive the good news of Christ, to repent of their sins, and to be adopted as children of God. The Holy Spirit accompanies us on our journey of faith.
We may not always be sure of his presence, yet the Holy Spirit is with us, sometimes gently, sometimes powerfully, guiding us in the midst of life, our comfort and our help.
Christian life is pilgrimage.
It begins, continues, and ends in God.
Thanks be to God. And thanks be for you guys for picking up when I stopped before I should. Friends, with thanksgiving for God's gifts to us, let us offer ourselves and the fruit of our labor for God's work in the world. Let us now present our tithes and our offerings.
Thank you. tantos que se pierden al buscar sentido de vivir, razones para amar, si los pudiéramos acompañar, compartir su dolor, presentarles a Jesús, quizás ellos pudiesen comprender que es en el partir del pan que podemos renacer.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we have opened our hands to you, and our hands have been filled with good things. Receive the gifts we bring in gratitude for your care for us, and help us to bless you with the dedication of our lives. We pray all these things through Jesus Christ, by the power of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Once more, let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, you are the God of every age, and your power reaches to the ends of the earth. We present today our praise before you, the triune God. Through Christ, we pray for the church. By your Holy Spirit, rekindle the fire among us and teach us to prophesy, to tell of your mighty works, and to call upon your name for salvation. Through Christ, we pray for the earth. Send forth your Spirit to renew the world. May your glory live forever, O Lord, so that all may rejoice in your work. Through Christ, we pray for all nations. Gather together the wisdom of all people and enable us to speak to one another with truth and to listen to one another with understanding. Through Christ, we pray for this community. Teach us to honor the gifts that you have given as manifestations of one Spirit and one Lord. Let all our actions serve the common good of the gospel. Through Christ, we pray for loved ones. Pour out your healing upon those who suffer, your grace on those who need forgiveness, your peace on those who live in fear. God of all power and majesty, receive our prayers and continue your mighty work among us. Help us to live faithfully and to live lives worthy of the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples when he taught them to pray in this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This morning's closing praise is number 410 in the Book of Praise. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Hymn 410. And now, be witness of our Lord Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead, who sits at the right hand of the glory of God, and who sends the Holy Spirit to empower us for service in his name. And may the grace of God the Father bless you and give you peace. May the love of Christ God's Son sustain you in all joy. And may the power of the Holy Spirit fill you with courage this day and forevermore. Amen.